Hi, Eloise here with the Intuition Talks podcast. Welcome. Hello. If it's your first time here, welcome. if it's your 33rd time here, even more welcomes. I'm thinking I really should maybe celebrate when I get to a year of this, of actually doing a jingle. Anyone want to make me a jingle? I could just do a really bad one. It'd be fun. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. So this week I wanted to talk about trusting ourselves. And this is a theme that comes up so much in life. And it's something that I think is always worth revisiting. So, you know, as someone who relies on my intuition for a living, I have to trust it 100% and trust myself. And like constantly people around me, situations, clients, things will feed back to me evidence that should make me doubt my intuition. And yet I don't, because I know it's the truth. That insight, when it comes, is the truth. And if you start doubting it, you're just going to get into a pile of poop. You know, really have to trust it. That's the best way of advancing your intuition, is just to trust it 100%. But when I'm with my muggle friends, as I call everybody who's not in my mental world, mental magical world, they don't understand what I do, and they don't always understand what I'm trying to say. And, you know, there's conflict there. So, for instance, I may have mentioned this, I've had a bad foot for the last couple of months, and thankfully it is getting better every single day and really healing. And the amount of people that have said to me, but you injured your foot like 2 months ago, haven't you been to the doctor yet? And I'm like, no. I'm like, A, you don't get what I do for a living if you're asking me that question. Because I look inside of bodies for a living. I can look inside my foot, I know exactly what's going on. But that's fine, because the people's model of the world isn't my model of the world. So, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I should go to the doctors. And then I'm like, no, we shouldn't. You know, the ego starts to analyze and kind of get in there and go, oh, maybe your friend's right, maybe you're wrong. And I'm like, no, if I go to the doctor and go, my foot hurts, but you can pull it and yank it around and it won't hurt, but if I put all my weight on it, it's slightly irritated, all they're going to do is to tell me to rest it and come back if it's still a problem in a few months. You know, I'm going to waste the doctor's time and my time walking there, which will irritate my foot more. So, you know, I have to trust the process. Now, sometimes when I'm in pain or I'm injured or I've got some kind of virus or something, I know I need to go to the doctors, and I do. But when I trust myself that I don't think I need to go, I don't go, because I don't want to waste the resources of the NHS, bless them. And I, you know, for me, I can take care of myself, and I'm having so many aha's with my foot, and it's getting better, so much better day after day. And I know, I trust my body 100% that it's going to heal this, and that I'll be running around again soon. But I don't want to push it too early. Like, I did do a bit of dancing on Thursday. I did end up having to walk around quite a bit on Friday, and over the weekend it was still okay. So, you know, it didn't get worse, if you know what I mean, from all of that running around. So I know that my body's healing, that my foot is getting better. It just needs the amount of time that it needs. And every day I have an aha, or I have a conversation. I was talking to one of my colleagues on Sunday morning, and I spoke to her briefly about my foot at the end, but the conversation that we'd been having for the hour and a half before that, when I got up off my sofa and started walking around, I'm like, oh, my foot's changed again, just from that conversation, you know, just talking about what's going on, you know, in our world, and what's going on in our modality and things, is obviously connected. Like, everything's connected. And this is dynamic systems theory. Everything in the universe is connected. Nothing is separate. Not you, not me. We're all connected in one. Everything is one. There is no such thing as time and space. There is no space. So, like, my foot and my business and my flat and my everything else is all connected. So every conversation I have, every dynamic and thing that occurs is trying to heal my foot. Someone asked me yesterday if my foot was linked to me falling over in the supermarket, which I'd forgotten about earlier this year. And I was like, no, falling over in the supermarket healed my back. It's just like, you know, I slipped on I was walking around a supermarket near me, and I turned around and went to walk away from picking, I just picked up a can of chickpeas, spun around and went to walk off. And there was a tomato, or half a tomato, in the middle of the aisle, and I just slid on it. And it was like one of those cartoon falls where I was in the air for ages and I knew it was going to hurt when I landed. But I instantly went, as I was in the air and I was about to land on my bad hip, I went, well, this will sort my back out. And it did. Oh, it's cheaper than the osteopath. So it's like the universe found a way of resolving my back. It was magical. And loads of people were like, well, you should see the supermarket. And I'm like, well, why? Because it healed me and I got free shopping as well. So that was a bonus. it's just funny. I should have got a bottle of champagne that day. However, it's like, yeah, it's just trusting things. This weekend I was supposed to be going on a training course and it's been cancelled. And I'm upset because I was looking forward to it and catching up with the person that was teaching it and hopefully seeing lots of lovely people. And she left me a message this morning and said, sorry, it isn't happening. And I'm like, it's a bit last minute. I wish I'd kind of known last week. However, I completely understand. And I'm like, what excitement's going to happen this weekend? Where am I going to end up instead of being on that course? You know, something else more magical or more fulfilling and stuff might turn up this weekend. And that's great. And I've got time. So, you know, it's going to give me a couple of extra days this week to get on with some work that I want to get done. So great. You know, it's like, even though, you know, I could sit and just be really miserable and depressed because this course isn't happening and I was looking forward to it and I'd been saving up for it. But also I'm like, well, now I've got some pennies that I'd saved up that I can spend on something else. And something else more magical. And, you know, there's, you know, something else might happen this weekend. Someone else might turn up, like my friend yesterday. I didn't know she was around until a couple of days before. So, and the sun was shining and we went and sat on the beach and I managed to burn my back. but, you know, it was wonderful just to have some time in the sun and just enjoy that before the summer disappears forever and we're caught up in winter and all of that coldness. So there's always, you know, you've got to trust that everything's unfolding perfectly, because why would you not? It's, you know, like maybe the course this weekend wasn't what I really needed at this time. Maybe having some time to actually work on my business and get some other things done is what I need at this time. You know, I've got to trust it 100% and just go with it. And, you know, when things present themselves, like just having to, just going with it. It's like the other week I test drove 3 cars and every single car, it's like I came away from that test drive going, I could have that car. That is an option. And then like by the third one, every one I went on, I preferred that one to the one before. And at the end of the day, that one was the most fun to drive and I got a good deal on it. And I went, this is the one that I want. And I could have just walked away from it and left it and gone on and test drove more cars. And then I went, no, I think this is my car. So this is the one I've got. Picked it up on Friday. Haven't had time to drive it anywhere yet. But, you know, it's like there were so many options. And there are so many options in the universe. But randomly, I ended up in that garage test driving that car, and that car's excited about being with me as much as I am about, you know, getting to learn to drive it and having some fun with it. So, and, you know, the whole new magical things to play with in it, and you know, it doesn't have all the mod cons my old car had, but it's got other things and other gadgets, and so, you know, and it's slightly bigger so I can fit more massage tables in it, so it'll be more functional. and, you know, more practical for my life. And that's always important. So, you know, it's a bit of rambles today, but really I just wanted to say, you know, we've got to trust, like, we don't know how the universe works. That is a given. We do not know how it works. So you might as well choose how you want it to work. And one of my fundamental cornerstones of how things work and how I live my life is that everything's happening for a reason. It's magically unfolding in some way. So you've just got to trust that next step and what's coming up for you. And you've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust your intuition. You've got to trust the life in the universe to be unfolding perfectly. Yeah, you'll be getting challenges along the way. Yeah, you'll be getting obstacles. You'll be gaining wisdom. You'll be gaining learning. And there's so much to explore and so much to do in life. There's infinite possibility. So whatever falls on your lap or whatever you choose as what you want to do, you just got to trust it 100% and not spend days thinking about it and worrying about it and procrastinating about it, and just do it. Because if it's not the right thing, you'll know as soon as you start moving towards it. Or, you know, you'll get, like, if I went to pick up my car and test drove it for a second time, and I'm like, if I'd felt any twinge of no when I test drove it the second time, I'd have walked away from it, but I didn't. And so, I mean, it might not be the perfect car, it might have problems, I don't know. But if it does, then that's a learning opportunity for me. I have to trust that it's the right car for me in this moment. And just go with it and have some fun with it. So, yeah, so just, you know, choose how you want the universe to work. And choose what you believe about it. Because your beliefs shape your model of reality. What we expect and what we observe and what we believe shapes things. So choose what you want to choose in order to define how you want the world to work around you. Because that's the only way we can make it work. Because we do not know how it works. Anyway, I could get into the technicalities of this from a quantum physics perspective, but maybe next time. Have a great week. Bye.